Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to know how much this ministry is touching your life. Please take a moment and email us your story at stories@transformationchurch.net. Also, if you would like to help support this ministry financially, you can do so by visiting us at transformationchurch.net, clicking on the Giving tab, and choosing the giving option that best works for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoy today's message.
All right, yes, the comeback. How many of you already are experiencing a comeback in your life? Right? God is doing some amazing things. And again, I'm just so honored to be able to share God's message with you. It's always an honor when a pastor says, hey, it's your turn to preach. So I consider this an honor. Let's give it up for our pastors this morning. They're doing an amazing job here at Transformation. I know my life is being transformed, literally. I'm learning so much from them and just their heart, their dedication, not only to each other, not only to God, but to this church. I mean, like, they really love you guys. Like, I'm not joking. Like, I work with them in the background, and there's some things that they just get disappointed about. Like, how come we didn't have this for them? How come this is? And it's teaching me that, you know, every single person is important that walks through these doors and that they don't want anybody to be taken for granted. And I don't know about you, but it happens to me when I go to a IHOP or maybe to a McDonald's. After I paid my food, I ate. When I leave, I want to be greeted. I want to say, have a nice day. That doesn't happen at IHOP. And it happened to me one time, and I was like, this IHOP needs to be trained by TC, because if we were at TC, somebody would be there greeting us on our way out. And I'm serious. That's a true story. I was like, listen, you know. But it just goes to show how much our pastors love us and they appreciate the hard work, the dedication, the behind the scenes to make sure that we have a wonderful spiritual experience. And there are times when I'm praying for them and I say, God, thank you that they care so much. Thank you. Let's give it up. You know, we honor them because we've been learning in our Wednesday night leadership. As we honor them, we're honoring God, and God honors us. Amen. And I've experienced God honoring me in certain ways. I'm like, God, why are you doing this? He says, because you're honoring your leaders, you're honoring me. So let's get to it. You know, the comeback series, how greatest setbacks in life is a setup for God to give us our greatest comeback. And I know our pastor has been doing a wonderful job. Our pastors, the last 2 weeks, pastor did a wonderful job on the resurrection of Jesus, right? Our setback of sin and death. We have a great comeback story because Jesus did what? He came back from the grave. And that same resurrection power that rose Jesus from the dead lives inside of you and me. And last week, we learned about the setback of fear. How many of us are afraid of things? If you're online today, maybe you're afraid of something. Just mention it quickly in that chat, something that causes you to be afraid. And we learned last week from Pastor that our greatest setbacks and fear is a setup, a comeback story for God to do an amazing work. And we don't have to be crippled by fear. Amen? So today we're going to be talking about, this is a tough one, bad decisions. How many of you have ever made bad decisions? Yes, the whole auditorium, every hand should be raised. If you're online, your hand should be raised. You should be waving, saying, yes, that's me. I've made so many bad decisions in my life. But I want to let you know that there's a comeback story from every bad decision. And that today we don't have to live in fear. We don't have to live in guilt and shame, because there's a comeback story. God is setting us up for our comeback, a great story, if we remain faithful to him. And I know myself, I've made some pretty bad decisions. And one of the decisions that I've made was, we just had moved down to Florida. We got a position down there working at a local church. And we already had accumulated so much debt as it is. I don't know, some of you may have a lot of credit cards, right? If you're online, yes, I've accumulated a lot of debt. Now, we had debt already. And I decided I want to go back to school. I need to get back in there. I need to, you know, better myself. And it was actually feeding an insecurity that I had. And I went to my wife. I said, honey, I think it's time to go back to school. My wife was like, listen, we're going to get ready to move. we have new positions. This is just not a good time. We already have debt, and we don't have the finances to pay for schooling. Just wait. And the thing about that, you see, bad decisions seem attractive because of the what? The immediate benefit. But God wants us instead to pause, pray, and seek his wisdom before we act. And you know that every bad decision is rooted in a what? An immediate benefit that we can't wait. And to make a long story short, after a couple of semesters and about $5,000 worth of debt, I said, oh, this is really not a good decision. And honey, I should have listened to you. And if I could turn back time, I know some of you are playing that Cher song. I sing it to my wife a lot, speaking about my bad decisions. If I could turn back time, baby, I didn't, right? But thank God she still loves me. Thank God she's still with me. And thank God God didn't leave us there, because what? That was a setup for God's comeback story in our life. You see, because we're almost financially debt free. We're almost done. We're almost done. And it took a lot of hard work, took a lot of sacrifices, a lot of heated discussions, as we say in our home. But we are rounding third and we're almost done. And guess what? That was our comeback story. And what happened was we remained faithful to God in our giving. That was the first step, because we had accumulated over $50,000, actually. Woo, that's a lot. If you're online, just woo, you could put a person sweating with emoji. Oh, gosh, that's a lot, right? Some of you may owe more than that, but the story began when we started to tithe. Our comeback story began. God was setting us up for our comeback when my wife and I sat down and said, you know what, in spite of all of this that we owe, we're going to be faithful to God. We're going to give. We're going to give. We're going to have to short circuit our vacations. We're going to have to stop vacations. We're going to have to stop, adding to my sneaker collection or my shoe collection and all these other things that I like to do. But we are going to tithe. We're going to be faithful. And our comeback story is that we are almost out of the woods. That is our comeback story. Amen. So it lets us know that when we make a decision to serve God, to be faithful to him, God will always set us up, no matter the bad decision. Now, I could have said, oh, my bad decision. Oh, I'll never be good. I'll never be right. Or I could have stayed in my guilt and tried to fight and work hard. But there came a time where God says, will you trust me? Will you believe? And we had to say, God, we believe. And God says, well, put your mouth, with your money, your mouth, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, right? Put your money where your mouth is. If you truly trust me, put the money in the basket. Put it in the basket. And I'm like, God, I trust you, but. And after we remained faithful, and God saw us through. That's my comeback story. But in the Bible, there is a person who made a few bad decisions. And he did it within that hour. His name is Peter. We talked a little bit about Jesus, the resurrection of Christ. There was a close friend of Jesus. His name was Peter, one of the closest disciples. And if there was a person who should be making good decisions, it's the people who are closest to Jesus. Whoa. Amen. We hope so. Somebody said, I hope so. But listen, Peter made a bad decision. And not only one, not only two, but three bad decisions within the hour. And Jesus told him, he said, Peter, this is what I want you to do. All of you will betray me, because Scripture's already going to tell you. Scripture's already going to tell you in Zechariah 13:7 that I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. This is what's going to happen, Peter and disciples. There's nothing you guys can do about it. This is prophecy. This is God's word. This is God's plan. And sometimes we think our decision-making is better than God's plans. And God had already set it in stone that this is what will occur. Strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Zechariah 13:7. This was to fulfill prophecy. And Jesus said to them, listen, don't worry about this. The fact that you are about to betray me, or the fact that you are about to walk away from me. It's okay. I know. I am God. You see, God is even in the midst of our bad decisions. He knows even beforehand. And he said, listen, I want you to surrender. I want you to wait in Galilee. Just wait for me. As we said before, we're always thinking about, when we're making a decision, immediate benefits. And the disciples decided, you know what? I don't know what's going on. What's happening here, Lord? You're telling us you're going to leave us and all these other things? And sure enough, in a few moments later, the authorities came for Jesus to arrest him. And as Jesus is getting ready to go on trial, the Bible says Peter is following from a distance and he's warming his hands. He's warming his hands and he's saying to himself, you know what? I'm going to still try to make this work. This is a bad situation, but I'm going to still try to make this work. I know what you told me, God, but I'm not going to surrender. I'm going to try to fix this. Ooh. I'm not going to submit to your plan. I'm going to try to fix this. And he made a bad decision. He set himself up because God had already knew that he couldn't handle it. It was too much for him. And while he was there, somebody identified Peter and said, I know you were with that man. You were with Jesus. And he said, no, I wasn't. I wasn't with him. And Peter's there. And that would have been enough for me. I would have said, all right, Lord, I'm out. But Peter persisted, right? Because Peter said, I know. The second time somebody said, you were there because you're the one who cut my cousin's ear. And Peter said, no, I wasn't there. And the third time the young lady said, I know because of your accent, you were there. And Peter started to curse some big curses. And I know our pastor encourages us not to curse, right? He tells us not to curse. But in this case, Peter was afraid. He made a bad decision. So not only did he deny Jesus Christ three times and bad decision to curse, he was just full of bad decisions. And his bad decision was usually comes from, and also we can learn this too, our bad decisions usually come from areas in our lives that have not been surrendered to Christ. You see that? Our bad decisions usually come from areas that have not been surrendered. And in my life, I told you about my debt, how much I accumulated. It came from an insecurity. The need for wanting more, the need to always wanting to provide my wife with fancy jewelry and the latest style and fashion. No, okay, that's it. All right. But it came from a place of insecurity that I had. To say that, God, I'm not providing enough. There's not enough to go around. Instead of placing my faith and trust in God, that insecurity. And that's what happened to Peter. Peter was trying to work this thing out. His bad decision came from a place of insecurity. Why? Because the disciples all said, I'll never leave you. I'll never desert you, Lord. I'll always be there. And Peter was saying, you know what? I have to prove myself. And God said, no, you don't have to prove yourself. Go to Galilee and surrender. Wait on me. It's okay. I know that you're not able. But in his insecurity, Peter followed. And guess what happened after he denied Jesus three times? The Bible says the rooster crowed. Peter was saying, I can't believe I just did this. He felt remorse and sadness as Jesus looked at him. And I don't know about you, but when we make bad decisions, there's a lot of remorse. There's a lot of guilt. There are times, and I'll be honest with you, I wake up in the morning, and I wake up with guilt and shame. Something that happened in 2000. Something that happened in 2003. I wake up, and all of a sudden, there's that thought there, and going, you're not worthy. You're not good enough. You see, it's when we put our trust in our abilities, right? Without God's guidance, we are sure to make bad decisions. And that's the part, okay, I made this bad decision, but God is saying to us that, you know what? You don't have to stay there. Because I knew that you would make that decision even before you made it. And in Luke 22, there's a part of that story where Jesus tells them that you are going to betray me, number one, and the rooster is going to crow three times. And that reminds us that, you know what? God is in control of even when we make bad decisions. Even in the midst of our bad decisions, God knew already that we would make those decisions, but that hasn't stopped his love for us. God still loves us. God still has a purpose. God still has a destiny for us. And God is saying, will you allow me to rewrite your story? You see, Scripture lets us know in Romans 8 that all things work together for the good of them that love God. I know that things that I've done in 2000, things that I've done in 1980-something, guess what? I don't have to be defined by that because God is working out a comeback story for me. And the same thing he did for Peter, he wants to do it for us today. He wants to work out our comeback story. A life that's free from guilt and shame. A life that says, you know what? I can enjoy this gift that you have given to me. I don't have to walk around with my head held down. I don't have to walk around with my heart low because, oh, what I did something in 2000, I'm still paying that price. God said, you don't have to pay that price anymore. I have forgiven you. And that rooster crowing says that, you know what? I knew that you were going to do that, but guess what? I'm still working out a comeback story for you. I don't know if that doesn't get you excited. I don't know what else will. That God is working out our story. That God can let us know, listen, I knew you were going to make that mistake, but I still have a plan for your life. I know that you were not born perfect. This is the one that gets me all the time. I don't know about you. You are not perfect. How many of you believe that? How many of you know that you're not perfect? All right, a few hands. And some people who are online saying, I'm still battling with that. None of us here are perfect, but God still loves us. You know, there's a song that talks about not being perfect. The artist goes, I have a couple of rips in my jeans. I have a couple of dents. I'm saying the words wrong. You know me. I'm not a wordy person with songs. But she says, I have a couple of dents in my fender, a couple of rips in my jeans. But perfection is my enemy. Although I'm so clumsy, on your shoulder I can lean. In the midst of bad decisions, God was letting Peter know that you can lean on my shoulder. I will walk you through this. The rooster will crow, and what may sound like defeat for Peter, and sometimes a lot for us because we hear the sound of defeat, God is letting us know that I am with you in the midst of the storm that you're going through. God was planning Peter's comeback. And what did he do? After Jesus Christ arose from the dead, it says here in Mark 16:7, it says, but go tell the disciples and Peter that he was going before you into Galilee, and there you will see me, that you will see God again, that you will see Jesus again. Jesus has not deserted you. And a lot of times we feel when we're going through our bad decisions, we feel like God has deserted us. Remember that rooster crowing is saying, you know what? I haven't forgotten you. I'm in control of this situation, and I will carry you through. I'm getting ready to rewrite your comeback. God was letting Peter know that I'm going to rewrite your story, and I'm giving you that word of encouragement. He gave him a word of assurance. And what we have God's great book. We have God's great Bible to remind us of how much we are loved and appreciated. And there are times when the enemy comes in like a flood with bad decisions that you have made, with all sort of guilt and shame. Begin to start meditating on God's words. Begin to meditate on his promises and think about the fact that you are loved, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. That I love you with an everlasting love. That the gift of God is eternal life. And God wants to see us blessed. And we know that God blessed Peter. That Peter, the one who denied Jesus 3 times, the one who cursed and said all sort of bad words, God says, Peter, I have a calling in your life, and I'm about to rewrite your story. And God rewrote Peter's story in Acts 2, verse 14, where it says, then Peter stood up with the eleven and lifted his voice and addressed the crowd. The one who was once fearful and afraid, the one who made a decision based on guilt and shame and said, oh my goodness, I can't go on. This was the one in Mark 16:7 that Jesus says, go tell Peter that I still have a plan for his life. Go tell Peter to meet me because I'm going to fill him with the Holy Spirit and he's going to share the message of hope and salvation. On the day of Pentecost, of all of the disciples that could have been selected, it was Peter who was chosen to share God's story. The first message on Jesus' resurrection and salvation, while the crowds were mocking and making fun, the Bible says that Peter didn't stay down, he got up. Peter didn't stay down, he got up. And your comeback story, God is telling you to get up. Everybody say, get up. Get up. Get up. And if you're online, say, get up. Because God has a story to tell. And this is what the Bible is about. The Bible is filled with people who have made bad decisions. and were ridden with guilt and shame and had bad and dark secrets, hidden things like, oh my gosh, please don't let nobody know. Don't know about this one, but God says, no, I'm going to write about it. Oh, it's like, if I was David, I'll say, God, please don't write my story. Just the part where I defeated Goliath and I was a faithful king. And leave out the other bad stuff, right? But God left that in there to let us know that there is always a comeback when we give our hearts over to him. Because Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And as we look to him, as the one who writes our story, he also has an eraser. And it wasn't the fact that God is going to erase the actions of David, but he was letting him know that he was giving him a new story. He was giving him a new story. He was letting him know that no matter what you have done, I still have a plan for your life. When we recognize that bad decision, when we recognize bad decisions, sorry, that's not it. I'm sorry, Rich. So I want to leave you with these thoughts here. As we wrap up this message, as we're about to land this plane, I'm going to let you know something that God wants to rewrite your story. You know, I shared in the last service, I'll share in this one, that I wasn't always known as Pastor Glenn, the adults pastor at Transformation Church. I know for some of us that's hard to believe. I know. You're like, that Pastor Glenn? Oh, my goodness. He's so great. He's so amazing. I know. But that wasn't always my story. And there was a time where they would go, oh, that Glenn, I don't know. I don't know. Ooh, yeah, that language that came out of his mouth, I don't see a really bright future for you. Or that temper, oh, man, I don't see. But you know, when I gave my heart to the Lord, God rewrote my story. And you know what? Even today, I still get it. I still get questioned. When people find out that I'm a minister or that I'm working and doing the work of the Lord, they go, Glenn? What? You mean the guy who used to always tell colorful jokes? Glenn? That guy? Yes, him, yes, him. And yes, that's my comeback story after all of the bad decisions. And let me let you know, I used to be afraid or ashamed to say, you know, oh my gosh, you know what, I don't want anybody to know my name. This way. But when they do that now, God says, it's okay, Glenn, because that's me rewriting your story. And maybe today somebody may be going, Charles? Linda? Mm-mm. Lucille? I don't. But God is using you to do God's work right now. And that's your comeback story. Use that. I leave you with this. I leave you with these thoughts. It says here, in order to receive your comeback or to start walking in your comeback, recognize that bad decisions happen to everybody. Every single one of us have made bad decisions, but they don't have to define us. No matter what your past may be, it does not have to define you. You don't have to, your future doesn't have to be determined by what you've done in the past. You don't know me as back in the day, that Glenn with the Adidas and the snow fatigue jacket. You don't know that Glenn. Right, from Queens, New York, and you know, I wasn't tough, but I think I was tough in my mind, right, when teenagers, but you don't know him because God has rewritten my story. You don't know the guy who would to tell you off in a moment. You don't know that guy. Now you know the guy, I walk away and I leave it in God's hands. That's God rewriting my story. Your past doesn't have to define you. Like Peter, we can't allow our bad decisions to define us. Peter could not allow himself to be defined by fear anymore. He said, no, I have a plan and I have a purpose and I know God has it for my life. He wants to rewrite my story. When he called out to Peter, Peter said, yes, Lord, I'm willing to get back up. I'm willing to stand again. And what God is asking us all today, he's saying, will you be willing to stand back up after your bad decision? Or are you going to sit in your guilt or in your shame? I want to let you know something. God wants you to stand up. You may not feel like it because of the heaviness of guilt and shame, but stand up. Start walking. The other part I want to let you know is that God has created your road to redemption. Those people who are saying, Glenn, that's fine, let them say that. But I'm walking in a new road. I'm not walking on that old road. That's okay. Remember that road, Springfield Boulevard? Yes, you can remember the Springfield Boulevard, Glenn. That's okay. But now I live on 66 Jordan Lane. And I minister at 160 Bloomer Road. I always say that word wrong. I got it right today. Good. And I minister at Transformation Church. What a story. What a story. Because I decided to make one good decision in my life. And that was to receive Jesus in my life. Peter made one good decision. He decided to stand up again. What is God saying to you? Will you stand? God wants to encourage you today. Let's pray. Maybe that's you today. You say, you know, I've made so many bad decisions and I've been living this life of guilt and shame. If you're online with us today, we want to pray with you. We just want to say that God has a plan and a purpose. He wants to rewrite your story. Maybe you want to lift your hand at this time if you're online. If you're with us in person, if you want.